Hello and welcome to Right Through Now, the podcast that helps you stay connected. Today's top topics. Sennheiser's headphone business has been bought by hearing aid manufacturer Sonova. One of the things I find interesting about this is because it is relatively easy to slowly destroy your hearing with headphones. I've been using headphones now as my main way of listening to music for just over two decades. And it is definitely possible to start hammering away your hearing over time. Luckily, I still hear fine, but I'm only just 30 yet, so I don't know how this is going to progress long term. I should get big speakers and irritate my neighbors a little bit for the sake of my hearing. Every other EV brand showed up to Elon Musk's SNL. This is a little bit of a friendly slash unfriendly bit of competition. At least five of Tesla's competitors bought ad time during Saturday Night Live, hosted by Elon Musk, using the billionaire's appearance to sell their own non-Tesla EVs. This is just getting ridiculous at this point. Commercials for the Audi e-tron, Ford Mustang Mach-E, Volkswagen ID.4, and Lucid Air all aired within the first 30 minutes of SNL. Lucid Motors, a company founded by Peter Rawlinson, the former head engineer of the Tesla Model S, who frequently clashes with Musk, teased its commercial earlier this week. It was its debut commercial for the Lucid Air, acclaimed 500-mile EV, due later this year. So from the SNL's perspective, this was a very, very good idea to cast Elon Musk. Meanwhile, Dogecoin plummeted like hell during his SNL appearance, which was very weird. But he weathers on. Elon Musk's SpaceX is literally launching a Dogecoin-funded satellite to the moon. At what point do we say reality is too stupid? I guess now. SpaceX launches a Falcon 9 rocket in February 2021. That's the photograph. I'm looking at a photograph where the Falcon 9 rocket is appearing to be in front of the moon. It's a SpaceX photo. SpaceX is now accepting Dogecoin and it'll be paid exclusively in the cryptocurrency to launch an upcoming satellite named Doge 1 to, yes, literally the moon. The Doge 1 is a CubeSat meant to acquire lunar spatial intelligence using onboard cameras and sensors. It's being sent and paid for by a company named Geometric Energy Corporation, and it'll be flown up on a Falcon 9 rocket in the first quarter of 2022. Dogecoin is a cryptocurrency alternative that started out as a goofy name and is now a somewhat more valuable goofy meme, has been on the rise lately with enough trading around spikes in the currency to cause crashes of the trading app Robinhood. Elon Musk is the coin's highest profile supporter, tweeting Dogecoin memes, referring to himself as the Doge father and hyping it up, sort of, on Saturday Night Live. Well, it currently sits between 50 and 60 cents, and let's see how he's able to pump it up again. I think Elon Musk may have lost his ability to swing Dogecoin prices, but cryptocurrency is anything but predictable. We'll see. Amazon's palm reading payment tech is now available in New York City. And don't worry, I'm not talking about the stupid ass palm readers who claim to predict your future, any of that shit. This is palm-based payments. So I'm looking at a photograph where somebody's crossing what looks like the entry or exit point of an Amazon store. And essentially, it recognizes your palm print. Apparently, that's unique enough. Maybe it's combined with some other technologies. I'm not sure. But based on that scan, it can allow you to pay. I like this in one way, and I'm going to explain why. So far, technologies that allow you to pay without using a card, without using a phone, without using NFC, any of that shit, probably using NFC, is basically chipping yourself. So adding a small chip either somewhere around your palm, around your wrist, around your shoulder, somewhere where as you walk by, you know, a door, a sensor picks up an RFID and therefore completes payment with a unique ID. So I think this is a much more preferred alternative to that shit. Let's read the article. You no longer have to shop in Washington State to use Amazon's palm reading technology. Amazon has introduced one to New York City, making the biometric authentication available in Amazon Go store at 11 West 42nd Street. It functions just like it did before. Once you've signed up, you just need to hover your palm above a reader to enter the store and approve your purchases. You don't have to touch a thing besides the goods you're buying. I like this. So far, I don't think Amazon's shops are available here in Germany, but I think I would be interested to at least go check it out. I mean, yes, there is that argument that, you know, they're eating up the businesses from, you know, local businesses and smaller firms that want to compete in this space, because Amazon just is Amazon and has that funding, that capital behind it. But I think we've crossed that bridge long ago with supermarkets. So if you already shop at a supermarket, how is this worse? You tell me. Harley-Davidson anoints LiveWire as its official electric bike brand. This is pretty interesting. You know, I really love motorcycles, and so far I haven't gotten the opportunity to drive a Harley-Davidson. But I think it could be incredible to have electric Harley-Davidsons. Maybe the element of that sound, that power, that feeling gets lost. But if you really stop and think about it, Harley-Davidsons aren't very fast. But with an electric motor, Christ, these things could be rockets. Back in 2019, Harley-Davidson released the LiveWire, its first all-electric motorcycle. Now it plans to use the LiveWire name to launch an all-electric motorcycle brand. So it appears they're taking a page out of the Mustang playbook, because that's what Ford did with Mustang. They converted it into a brand. So this looks very, very similar. We'll see what they come up with. All right, finally, some interesting news from Facebook. Facebook wants to make sure you've read the article that you're about to share. Facebook has announced on Twitter that it will start testing a pop-up that asks users if they're sure they want to share an article that they haven't even opened. So it's basically just a prompt. You still can very much share stuff without reading articles. I think that is one of the biggest drawbacks of social media currently. People sharing a bunch of shit that they haven't even read. And I admit I'm guilty of it sometimes as well, but I try not to do that as often as possible. Facebook has been ordered to stop collecting data on German WhatsApp users. This is one of the reasons why I love Germany. One of many reasons, but an important one. A respect to human privacy. Why is this a formula that other countries cannot understand? A German regulator claims Facebook's attempt to make WhatsApp users agree to data collection practices under an updated privacy policy isn't legal. As a result, the regulator has ordered Facebook to stop collecting data from WhatsApp users in the country under a three-month emergency ban. The head of the Hamburg Privacy Authority, Johannes Kasper, has said the updated terms are overly broad, inconsistent, and not transparent. He suggested Facebook might already be mishandling data and that it was vital to stop potential misuse from affecting the German election later this year. Kasper has asked the European Union regulators to weigh in and issue a ruling that would cover all EU member states. He previously ordered Facebook to stop data collection from WhatsApp users in 2016 and to delete whatever information it had gathered. I like this guy. Thanks, man. You're a good dude. Subaru teases its first electric car, the Solterra EV. Subaru has released a pair of teaser images of its first electric car, which will be called the Solterra EV, coming to the US, Canada, Europe, and Japan in 2022. So far they've only shared what is, I'm not sure if it's even a picture, it looks more like a rendering, like a digital creation. And I cannot be convinced that this is not an Audi. The headlights are very reminiscent of Audis, like a big SUV. I'm not sure if that's the right direction for cars. I really am not. But apparently this shit sells, so that's why this exists. US millionaires' CEOs saw 29% pay rise while workers' pay decreased. This is another bit of evidence, if you were still on the fence, that anytime there is a catastrophe, the income gap, the wealth gap, that parity, that increases significantly. Workers saw a 2% decrease as companies gave leaders bonuses and forgiving performance benchmarks amid pandemic. So there you go. The Institute for Policy Studies calculated that the average CEO compensation in 2020 was $15.3 million when looking at the 100 companies with the lowest median wage for workers in the S&P 500 index. If that's not an indicator, I don't know what is. Vizio makes nearly as much money from ads and data as it does from TVs. Vizio monetizes its cheap smart TVs and free video options by collecting viewer data and selling ads. I mean, on the one hand, I definitely understand the mathematics of this kind of business. You have to make money. If you want to sell a particular bit of technology, if you want to stay in a space in business, then you kind of have to do anything you can to survive in that space. I think the internet, however, made a massive mistake somewhere in the early 2000s that we took this direction to be able to monetize stuff, to be able to monetize data. I think the internet was genuinely a much better place at that time. It could be that it was simply because there were so few people using the internet. And of course, I'm all for democratizing, you know, internet access. That's a totally separate thing. But the fact that more and more people started joining in, this whole data price connection became a more practical thing for advertisers to be able to do. You know, back in the early 2000s, there were ads. There were still ads on forums and stuff like that, and you could definitely promote stuff. But it was clear and transparent, at least as far as I remember. And now this is where we're slowly entering a world where a regulator has to step in and say, hey, you're not allowed to take data. And then companies are like, what? Why? That shit is ridiculous. The state of the internet is kind of ridiculous right now. I mean, one other thing that I've additionally noticed, at least in my browsing habits, is that I tend to avoid going to forums myself. And I try to get the information from Facebook, from Twitter, from social media companies, rather than to explore websites that much. What are your opinions on this? I'd like to know. Feel free to reach out. My contact information should be available on any website where you're able to hear this. So I'd love to hear what you have to say. Okay, let's wrap it up. So green Bitcoin alternative Chia is leading to hard disk shortages. So a cryptocurrency called Chia that is mined using a large number of hard disks and claims to be less energy intensive than Bitcoin is causing hardware shortages as it becomes more popular. The EU may make recycling e-waste a legal requirement. That is, I think, super cool, because if this is a legal requirement, then companies as well as consumers kind of have to agree on a trajectory. You know, they have to agree on the product life cycle. If this is an important part of the life cycle because it's illegal to have it any other way, I think we can finally move towards a sustainable direction with technology. Forests the size of France have regrown since 2000, the study suggests. Conservation groups say naturally restored forests can help in the fight against climate change. Sounds good. NASA spacecraft leaves asteroid Bennu with a belly full of space rock samples. OSIRIS-REx has been flying around the ancient asteroid since 2018 and has collected nearly a pound of rubble last fall with rubble from an asteroid tucked inside. A NASA spacecraft fired its engines and began its journey back home. A trip home for the robotic prospector OSIRIS-REx will take 2 years. That is super cool. I think this is going to be a pretty big industry, mining asteroids. All right. Well, that about wraps it up from my side. Thank you so very much for being tuned in. And until next time.